It's the Edinburgh Man Podcast, podcast number 298. There is a pun in the title and photo of, that goes along with this podcast. I'm shattered. I'm flawed, in fact. More will be explained, I guess. And apologies for the podcast being a week later than normal. Not later than normal, but later than scheduled, I guess. I should also warn you, there's definitely some swearing in today's podcast. So if you've got small children nearby and listening, you maybe want to cover their ears for a bit, at least for the start of this track. This is Perpetual Motion by Final Passion.
You were so strung out, lying on the couch, and there was nothing to talk about. So I asked about your friend. Oh, yes, I did. I didn't know that it was gonna offend until you yelled in my face. Broke my favorite face. I guess it's a normal fucking day.
That's Perpetual Motion by Final Passion, and you can go to finalpassion.bandcamp.com and get a copy of that. And do please go and buy it, because currently I think I'm the only person that says supported by. I love it, and I don't know if it's the ADHD talking, but when I first downloaded that, I just listened to it over and over again for like the whole day. And it's absolutely wonderful. I shall give you some more information. I'm trying... Don't play it again. Oh, dear. It's so shambolic. I am normally what I do when I do when I record the podcast. Last few times, I've had notes, right? And I've just printed out notes, and then I've just done it from the notes. super intelligent. That's very clever. I should always do that. Not today. What I've done is I've just got the playlist here on my phone. So I can play it, and I can listen to it, and I can also record it, and all sorts of crazy stuff. But yeah, the problem is that it's obviously a lot harder to get all the information. And if you've got fat fingers like me, you keep on hitting the play instead of the view artist profile. Oh dear. It says, they're from Cleveland, Ohio, and it says DIY bedroom indie rock for sad people, or happy people who want to feel sad. I don't know, it makes me feel happy, that track. I love it. Oh, right, so Final Passion, and you should go and look them up on Bandcamp. As ever, if I'm speaking too fast and you don't get the links down, if you're listening to this on a podcatcher, like, I guess, Pocket Casts or AntennaPod, I'd recommend AntennaPod. If you go to the show notes, there'll be links in there where you can click on the track name and it'll take you to the page where you can get it all. So you should do that. And also, if you don't have that at your disposal, go to edinburghman.com and look up the show notes for podcast number 298, and there you can get the links. Oh, dear. So last week there was no podcast. Apologies, profuse apologies for that. The electrician was here. We moved Edinburghman Towers to a new place about a year ago, just over a year ago. And, a number of things needed to be done to the house. There was, like, sort of 50-year-old wiring that needed to be replaced. But unfortunately, we moved in without doing that. And slowly we've been going room to room and getting the whole house rewired. And last week, it was the sort of turn of the final room, actually, the dining room, which is dining room slash office slash, I don't know, listening room, music room. There's so much stuff in there. It took me a week to clear it out. So I was clearing out all the stuff, like boxes of records and the hi-fi and everything, because, of course, the electrician needed to get under the floor and the floorboards and all sorts of stuff to put the wires in. So the whole week was spent prepping for that, taking everything out, and then Thursday, Friday, the room was being rewired. Of course, it's the room where the modem is, so no internet was happening for 2 days, and so it was crazy. So no podcast got recorded last week. I sort of have this thing where, because way, way in the distant past, the podcast used to be on either on Tuesdays or Thursdays, so since this little podcast revival, I've either been recording the podcast on Tuesday, if I remember, or if I forget, then Thursday. I'm not quite sure why I need to do it on those particular days, but both those days passed without the podcast getting recorded, and then it was done. Fridays in Edinburgh, if you're a parent, is terrifying because the schools are only on a half day on Friday, so Friday's never, nothing's going to get done on a Friday, and the weekend, all bets are off. So no podcast got recorded, and I guess what is today? It's Wednesday today as I record it, so a little bit weird, but Edinburghman Jr. was off sick from school yesterday, so it couldn't get recorded yesterday. So anyway, after the electrician had been done, we took out all the furniture and then thought, what would be a great idea to do the floor? Because at the moment, when we moved in, the day before we moved in, I just painted the whole floor, all the floors in the house grey on top of the floorboards, and then we moved in the next day. So none of the rooms have had the flooring done in the last year, so we thought it would be a great idea to do the flooring. And I haven't laid flooring for about, 15, 20 years. So that was fun. So that was the weekend was spent laying flooring. So I'm still shattered, despite it being whatever I said it was. Wednesday. Oh, dear. So, yeah, that's why my brain is not engaged properly. But hopefully, I shall wake myself up by playing some music. You heard Perpetual Motion there by Final Passion. Absolutely wonderful. This is also fantastic. I've played a track from this EP before. It's by Hard Femme, and the EP is called Thank God I'm Damned. And I think I played the title track. No, I didn't. I played a different track. Anyway, this track is The Car That Kills Me, and it's wonderful as well.
Decent mileage and love.
That's The Car That Kills Me by Hard Femme, and that's from the EP Thank God I'm Damned, which you can get, I suspect, at hardfemme.bandcamp.com. But as we've already ascertained in today's podcast, I don't have the notes, and I'm trying to do this from my phone, and I don't have the links. It doesn't show them in the Bandcamp app, which is somewhat annoying, but it's obviously on Bandcamp, so that's at least a hint for you. But like I say, click on the show notes, and hopefully you'll get all the links there. And the track I played before, previously, a couple of weeks ago, a month or two ago, on the podcast was Jenny Rambling. Yeah, Thank God I'm Damned by Hard Femme. Every track on it is fantastic. It's a 5-track EP. It came out in July of this year, and they are from Chicago. you can almost tell I'm reading this very badly from an app. Oh, dear. I also feel like I'm talking at 1,000 miles an hour. That's because I'm recording this towards the end of the afternoon on Wednesday. Edinburgh Junior is due home from school any minute. And I can't remember if the door's locked or unlocked, so he might not be able to get in. So he's either going to phone me, which is great when you're trying to record the podcast using your phone. He's either going to phone me or he's going to bang on the door or something like that. So, oh dear. So I will rattle through the tracks because they're all brilliant. Just so I don't get interrupted. Another track I played, and actually a band... a band I played in the podcast a couple of weeks ago. I noticed they were featured on Bandcamp Daily a couple of days ago as some of the best. I'll find out more information while I play it. Why don't I? This is Erica's Trip from the album Generative Systems by Collate. They're from Portland, Oregon, and this is brilliant. That's Erica's Trip from the album Generative Systems by Collate. And I got the information. I've managed to get the information while that track was playing. Bandcamp Daily from the 30th of October. So a couple of days ago as I record this. The best punk on Bandcamp, October 2023. And there's loads of great stuff on there, featured on there. But the second album that's featured on there is that album by Collate. Like I say, they're from Portland, Oregon. The album is brilliant. So if you go to Collate, Collate.bandcamp.com. That's where you can get it. I can't remember if anything else exciting has happened to me. I'm sure nothing ever exciting happens. There used to be a time when we first started going to the, recording this podcast. When I used to go out to gigs every night of the week, pretty much. Well, not every night of the week. The nights I could be bothered. But now, oh dear, it's the getting old thing, and it's also the children thing. There's no... Oh, I remember what happened. It was Halloween last night, wasn't it? Edinburgh Man Jr. is getting a bit old now. Can you imagine, he was... When we first started recording the podcast, he didn't even exist. But now he's at the first year of high school. Yeah, and his little brother, Thing 2, is 7? So yeah, Edinburgh Man Jr. didn't really want to go out, guising as we call it, in Scotland, rather than trick-or-treating. He didn't want to go out... to do that. He was far too cool for that. So he'd stay at home and hand out the sweets. After two groups of children came, he was like, nah, stuff this, I'm going out. So he quickly got dressed and scarpered off down the road after his mum and his little brother. But yeah, that's something else. I there's always, at least in the UK, there's always news articles or people posting on various social media or something complaining about an Americanization of Halloween and this sort of trick-or-treat thing, which I don't think... used to be a thing in England, at least. When I was a kid, I'm technically not, and I've mentioned this again before on the podcast, I'm technically not from Edinburgh, despite the name of the podcast. I've lived here for a long time. But yeah, when I was 6 or 7, before that, my folks lived in Newcastle, which is in England, of all places. And then when I was about 6 or 7, we moved up to Scotland. So I don't really remember many Halloweens pre-moving up to Scotland. But certainly in Scotland, we would go guising every Halloween. And apparently it is very much a Scottish tradition, going back to the 16th century or something. So it predates trick-or-treating and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, there's always people, often on social media and newspapers and stuff, complaining that it's just sort of imported. And I suppose, I guess, when it comes down to it, it probably is an imported custom in England. But it's a very traditional custom in Scotland and in Ireland. But yeah, so last night, so I, as again, it always seems to happen, I have to end up answering the door and listening to terrible jokes from children. And pretend this year, though, I pretended they were good. Because Edinburgh Man Jr. told me off last year that I kept saying to all the children, oh, that's terrible, that joke. And to be fair, I was being honest, but apparently honesty is not the best policy when it comes to that. I mean, they got sweets out of it, so... You know, I've lost my little app. I went onto a website, while I was rambling away and idly clicking on my, or touching my phone, and I've lost the app with the playlist. So let's have a look and see what's next. Oh yes, this is brilliant as well. This is Shiv and the Carvers, and it's from an album called, or an EP called Physical Capital. This is Brat.
Submit to you. And if tomorrow I can walk, you didn't do your job, you call yourself a dumb, a dumb. 'Cause if you think you need a girl that you can train, tie me up, but I still hold the brands. Oh, what a wicked face. Won't you come put me in my place? Turn pink to black and blue and make me submit to you. If
make me submit to you.
Shivan the Carvers are from Toronto, Ontario. And that one was Brat. Was it Brat? Yes. And it's from the EP Physical Capital. Oh, dear. And if you can go to Bandcamp, and I don't know, I'm sure you can find it. Next time I'm going to do notes. I'm really sorry. I thought, oh no, I should record the podcast before Edinburgh Man Jr. gets home from school. I've just got enough time to do it. No, I don't have enough time to do notes. I never used to have notes. I always used to try and do it on the hoof. But of course, when I did that, I had my laptop in front of me. I can't do that anymore because I don't have the MacBook that I used to have. It still kind of exists, but it's very, very noisy now. And my normal sort of daily driver laptop, I use a Framework laptop. If you're a nerd like me, I recommend it because it comes with a screwdriver that's got a sort of two ends, and you can use that screwdriver to open it up and do everything in it to sort of replace the hard drive and all that sort of stuff. So Framework laptop, nerdy tip. But anyway, it is, again, quite noisy, so I can't really record the podcast on it. So I haven't got a very good solution for recording the podcast yet, other than on my phone. Right, more music. I played a track. No, I didn't play a track from this one, did I? I've played many tracks from Crafting Room Recordings. They're based in Brighton, a Brighton-based record label. They have loads of great releases. And I know if, as soon as I click on this, it's going to start playing it. So if I try and figure out how to actually... what am I going to do here? right. No, I think I've figured it out now. Right, yes. Anyway, they've got a compilation called Brighton Compilation 2023, which has got loads of tracks from Brighton bands. I got it on cassette a couple of Bandcamp Fridays ago. Ah, there's a Bandcamp Friday coming up soon, I think, isn't there? That's on like whatever, the first Friday of November. You might already have missed it by the time you listen to this. Anyway, this is Trip Westerns and Free Mind. That's Trip Weston's and Free Mind, and that's from the Brighton compilation 2023, which is on Crafting Room Recordings. Go to craftingroomrecordings.bandcamp.com. He guesses the Bandcamp address, and I'm sure you can get it there. But as ever, just go to the show notes, and click on the link to the where you can get that. We should just wrap up this podcast pretty quick, I think, because it's not going to get any better the longer I leave it. One of the things that I didn't do, I did it in August. I went through and did this sort of best of when I looked through tracks that I played in previous Augusts on the podcast. Years gone by. Many years gone by in the past. I did the same thing for September, but then never got around to recording it. But I had the playlist and I'd got a lot of the music sort of sorted out. And for some things, the time I didn't buy, because maybe I was feeling a bit cheap and I just downloaded off Bandcamp, I bought a few things that I didn't have before. One of them is an album by a band called Nodding by the Fire. And it was a track, I think, was a track that I used to play on the intro tape. Again, there was a time when the podcast was live, and it was always live at something like 8 o'clock or 8:30 or something on a Thursday night. And for the half hour beforehand, I would play an intro tape that was basically a load of Creative Commons music that I'd sort of stitched together. And then in between, there was me doing a little countdown towards the podcast starting. And the reason why I did that, because I didn't used to do that. It used to be just dead silence, and then the show would start. And somebody complained that they were listening to it, and all of a sudden, my voice boomed out because they didn't know what volume to set their speakers at or whatever when they were listening to it. So I then recorded this sort of intro sort of tape thing. Anyway, I played this track on it. I played this track on it, and I'm going to play it again because it was one of the ones that was from that September playlist that I never used, and it's brilliant. And this is Where the Hills Are Fog by Nodding by the Fire, from the album Nodding by the Fire. And I'll see you next time.